ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नायमार्हति असंवृतो नरदेवावरासनम् योधियज्ञापतिं विष्णो विनिन्दति अनापत्रवा नायमार्हति असंवृतो नरदेवावरासनम् योधियज्ञापतिं विष्णो विनिन्दति अनापत्रवा। वट् न नेवर् अयम् दिस् मेन् अर्हति डिसर्व्स् असत्कृता full of impious activities. Naradev of the worldly king or worldly god. Varasanam, the exalted throne. Ya, he who. Adiyagyapatim, the master of all sacrifices. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Vinindati insults. Anapatrapa, shameless. Translation. The saintly sages continued, this impious, impudent man does not deserve to sit on the throne at all. He is so shameless that he even dared to insult the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Purport. One should not at any time tolerate blasphemy and insults against Lord Vishnu or his devotees. A devotee is generally very humble and meek, and he is reluctant to pick a quarrel with anyone, nor does he envy anyone. However, a pure devotee immediately becomes fiery with anger when he sees that Lord Vishnu or his devotee is insulted. This is the duty of a devotee. Although a devotee maintains an attitude of meekness and gentleness, it is a great fault on his part if he remains silent when the Lord or his devotee is blasphemed.
So here he said, Nayam arhati asatvritto. Never Ayam, this man, other desire, asadvitta, full of impiety. Naradeva, of the worldly king, or worldly god, Bara Asanam, the exalted throne, you, Odhi Jagga, Putin, the master of all sacrifices, Vishnu or Vishnu, Vinindati, insulting. The saintly sages continue, this impious, impudent man does not deserve to sit on the throne at all. He is so shameless that he even dared to insult the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Vishnu. So this is, we understand in devotional service, even that one shouldn't blaspheme a devotee. Devotee and God, different at the same time, same, because they are all related. When you talk about Lord, there is devotional service, and there is devotional service means also devotee. So when you glorify God, you glorify also devotee, and automatically comes. When you glorify devotee, God's glorification automatically comes. So insult God, insult also devotee. Insult devotee, insult. So this is, we see, full of God's pastime there. Even Krishna is saying, Bhagavita Paritranaya Sadhuna. Who is sadhu? Vaishnavi is sadhu. Krishna says, who is sadhu? That is saying, anybody, that's so famous. Though upiche sudracha, one may be very simple, bhajate mahamananda. But one pointed, one is engaged in devotional service, sadhudeva samantam, he is sadhu. And sadhu, sadhudeva samantam. Of course, many other places are things, other definitions there. God himself is saying, as Kapildev, his mother, Devahuti, Devahuti asking, how do I know who is a sadhu? Kapildev is, mother Devahuti knows, my son is the Lord. So, his self-realization, she will be asking to his son Kapildev to enlighten her. How do I recognize this? How do I am a woman? I am not so very intelligent. She is very humble. So she is a princess though. I am in contact with a great personality, her husband also. And so she knows what she should do. And she is asking so many questions. One was this. Then what Kapildev God himself is saying? He's saying, Titiksha Karuna Suhidam Sadbodehina. Devotee means Titiksha. He's extremely tolerant. See again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trina Dopi Sunichena Toru Riva Sayasana. Like a Prabhupada, when he started the book, and he said, doesn't matter. Everybody has got defined inclination, people come. Anybody and everybody can be a great devotee. Doesn't matter, he is a pujari. He may be making garland for the deity, he may be doing arati, he may be giving class, he may be sweeping Krishna's floor. Because even Rukmini, who is in the heart, Krishna keeps her. And when Krishna comes at home, in her palace, at once she herself personally take care of Krishna, personally bring water to take bath. Though she is very innumerable maid servant there, she doesn't care. Because service is all life, Prabhupada said. But we should remember, at the same time, when we rule her, she should have a good character. This is one thing. Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Prahlad Maharaj, Panchapandav, Vibhishan, Vidura, Jesus Christ, so many, so badly treated by the miscreants. So one should not tolerate it. He may tolerate because he's saint. Otherwise he becomes common man. If somebody going to distribute book, sometimes very badly treated. I know somebody was patted. Go, get a job. Punch. A devotee to life. Krishna never forgets for propagating Krishna consciousness. He is so much tolerating for me. Never forgets. Some gifts during life. One devotee, one Mataji in Africa, is coming from America, West Africa. I saw that drama in Bombay. I knew that incident. There are some, the very government is very weak. Government is very weak. And it's always changing. Every 1 month, every 2 weeks. And those guys coming in power in Kali Yuga by various means. Like Bena, do whatever you like, don't care any. I am God. So anybody little criticizes, Vishwamitra called him and sometimes even kill him. Sometimes now, very often. So everybody is scared of him. So some devotee is fearless. For the sake of Krishna, he becomes fearless. Because he has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Our great Acharya says, see, bhaja hureya mana sinandana. If you serve Radha Vallabh, Jagannath Vallabh, Shri Dagor Nita, then when you serve them, you surrender to them. Surrender means at once become feared. If you are not, then not properly surrendered. Bhaja hure mana sinanda nanda. You darling of Nanda Maharaj, if you become his servant. Abhaya charanara vinda. He will become fearless. No more fear. Krishna will protect him. He has strong faith. Avasya rakhiva Krishna. You have to have. This is called surrender. Simply depend on Krishna. It is not that devotee doesn't have Krishna, I mean, you know, no problem, this, that. They have always. The moment we become devotee, the whole world becomes your enemy. The whole world is full of demons. All Jagai Madai. Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Hiranyaksha, Kams. So, God has got this arrangement. At some point, he comes and gives them a good lesson. The Ravan was like that, and Lord Ramchandra, Ravan, he took away Sita Devi like a dog. When Ravan was, Lord Ramchandra was not there, he made a conspiracy, sent one of his men to attract Sita Devi as golden, what was his name, Marichi, in disguise of a golden colored deer. And Sita Devi wanted any wife what wants, husband, and fulfill her desire. Okay, you are this. Though Ram knew that who is he? He is God. But he is teaching us. He has to do pastime to teach us something. So we should not be running after illusory things. So what happened? Ravan came in disguise of a sadhu. Bhikshang dehi. When nobody is there. And Ram, of course, is responsible. Every husband should be responsible. Ram is teaching us how to become a responsible husband. Say, Lakhan, can you take care of your bhavi, of your sister-in-law? Yes, yes, brother. But they had made a plan. Marichi, what he did is, when he was shot, he made a sound, Lakshan! So that they know Ram is in trouble. Naturally, Sita Devi will urge Lakshman, what are you doing here? Yes, for my protection, go, help your father, my brother, sorry. And that is what happened. This is a ploy, this is, conspiracy, plan done by Rama. It's crooked, people are crooked. His sister said, Shuprakha, brother, look, he cut my nose, I went to Ram and Lakshman. So he's thinking how to take revenge. Say, he has got a wife, exquisitely beautiful. Brother, tempting Rama. Rama said, yeah, you don't know nothing, this Mandodari. I say, Lakshmi, who can be more beautiful than Lakshmi? Pizza. He has a lot to learn, indicating so many things can happen in future, even Ram's time like that. One should not, in the dress of a sadhu, do a lot of nonsense, which is Ravan did. Naturally, people have faith in sadhu. They trust them. Now in India, they are catching many sadhus. Find out nonsense, what they are doing, or activity, exploiting people's faith in them. He is indicating this. So Prabhupada said, we should not be there. We should have good character, so that people have no doubt about the dressing as a renounced person, brahmachari, sannyasi, all these things. Should not take advantage of that. And Lakshman, before going, okay. Sometimes he's saying some strong words, so Lakshman couldn't tolerate. Okay, I leave you. Lakshman didn't want to leave her. Made a, it's called Lakshman Gondi, a circle. You don't beyond this circle, okay? Then you are safe. But woman has no control over her senses. Don't mind, I'm not saying men also don't have. And because of the way he's appealing, Ravan could see the moment he crossed the circle, there is some fire getting, arising. Something dark there. So see, you come out of that, then I'll take, otherwise not. The way he is urging to Sita Devi, the moment when, and he exposed himself, who he is, Ravan took. Of course, he cannot see Sita actually. Sita is as good as Lord Ramchandra. She has got a transcendental body, of course, like Lord Ram. But to teach us, this is so written in Ramayana, but actually in other Puran it's written. He didn't take the actual Sita. Actual Sita, what to speak of touch, he cannot see. So it's Maya Sita thing. So that we'll another time discuss. Somebody will say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, a Brahmin, he was not cooking, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why was not cooking? He was there and I cried. He said, how could a demon take care of your mother Lakshmi? Then he said, actually he did not take actual Lakshmi, take Maya Lakshmi. So teach the people in general, it is mentioned in Rama, in Ramayana. That's another thing, I don't want to go into all this. So what Hanuman did, knowing this, what? Lakshmi belongs to the Lord. And Ravan did this like a dog, hiding, and in such a way he took when he was absent. Burned Lanka with fire, isn't it? Lanka's palace made of gold. Who said, this gold all come from South America. At that time, they have got a tunnel between Sri Lanka and South America. What is in our world map, it may not, land is always moving, then there may be so many things, maybe very close. Actually, according to Ramayana, this Lanka at present, Ceylon, is not that old. It's far away. Maybe a part of it is there, supposed to be. And it's tunnel. Still now, people say, South America, in Brazil and a few other places, there are some tunnel. Anybody goes there, never come back. There's so much gold from United Nations inside. They've got transmitters, yes, yes, we are here. Suddenly connection finished and then came back. Many people died. Government now closed that, those tunnels and caves front portion. Nobody goes. I went there, looked for it. So anyway, the point is this, that Hanuman is a great devotee. He can't tolerate what burned whole lung. So there are many incidents like that. Now this is one of the, in devotional says, one of the first, if you chant Hare Krishna, you should chant without offense. What you are doing at present, sometimes you are offensive chanting, then without offense, then pure chanting. And offensive chanting means you are in darkness. Just like sun is not up, as long as it is dark. Just before coming, when it is almost on the horizon level, and light comes because of reflection. So in almost free from offenses, there are 10 offenses we should know. I think we chant after every day. But there is one extra offense which almost all of us does. Anybody knows one is extra offense other than 10? Inattentive. Some sadhu says in Vrindavan, we are chanting Hare Krishna, talking, looking, Hare Krishna. Many of us. Yeah? It's more or less common disease. What are you doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Do this, Hare Krishna. So almost everybody is doing. So when we, you know, be aware of these offenses and don't do that, and gradually practicing, you become offenseless and pure chanting. Almost as you can understand, Prabhupada says, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. We are touching, when you are chanting Krishna, and Krishna's feet is touching our tongue, but we cannot experience now. Because we are diseased. A diseased person cannot relish as a healthy person can relish. Yes? Somebody has got jaundice. What he does is, his medicine is rock candy. So people, most of the outside are diseased, bhavaru. But if you ask, please come here, in chanting dance, he won't go. But he'll go to disco, I am a disco dancer. He's in the mood of passion and you know that. So many songs they like. It's a hot day summer. I was walking like a dog. I don't mind, maybe famous George Harrison or Beatles singing. But when Beatles singing Hare Krishna, then he goes, oh, Beatles singing Hare Krishna. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Lord, chanting Hare Krishna. This is Islam. The famous artist, they're opening a temple, bring a famous artist. And so many people, who? The artist is kind of Amitabha Bachchan, Shahrukh Khan, Rani Mukherjee. Hey, what is that? I think he chant Hare Krishna. Why is not chanting? He didn't come to see the Lord, but he is content, brought so that many people come. When they come, they also see the Lord. They also take prasad. So, with this way, we bring people to Krishna consciousness. Krishna. Devotees are clever. Krishna Jivaje Sivara Chatu. So he knows the technique of the keeper's weakness. So use it to bring him to Krishna consciousness. How much Bibhishan was treated badly by Ravan? What Ram did? Finished him and put him as the king after that. Of Lanka, isn't it? So Lord also. When Prahlad was tortured like anything, and his father said, where do you get this power? Even Lord Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, except that all demigods in fear, shaking like a serpent of Ravana. But this little boy, oh, Hiranyakashipu, same Ravana case also, so powerful, 20,000. did you get this power? The same father. Where you get power? I get the same power from there. He is protecting me. Where is he? Is he within this pillar? I finish. Let me see whether he can save you now. This sword, I will finish it. Within this. And smash this pillar. Hey, yes, it is here. He is everywhere. What is he? He is within this pillar? Yes. Let me see what he can do to protect you. Not one. Bahire Nisinga Hidaye Nisinga Nisinghamadin Saranam Prapadde. I signed up to the Black Lord Nisingadev, who is within everything and outside everything. To please the Lord, Lord can manifest from anywhere. He is within an atom even, outside the atom also. But to please the Lord, he manifests. Bhaktamam Vijanati. Jeja Thamam Prabhupada. According to one's love and affection, Krishna also. Respond, but not to the Asura. Duryodhana is seeing Krishna. And Panchapanda of Draupadi Kunti also, five brothers seeing Krishna. But Duryodhana cannot see God. He cannot understand he is God. Why? Because Duskriti now. Yes. Yes. That is Kunti Devi, the great devotee. Mother Jasla, they can. What is this, my little boy, son? I said, open your mouth. Krishna, open your mouth. They are saying you took earth. Why you took dirt? No, mommy, I didn't take that really. Lie, so that you can chastise me. Never mind, open your mind. I want to see. Not your baba. Just any son like to have some fun with mother, naturally. He knows mother loves me. To have some fun with mother. Sorry, mother, I am not, don't think I am your son. Look what I am. In you have universe, stars, planets. Somebody asked Prabhupada, how is it possible within the little boy's mouth? How is it possible even for you to make the whole earth is small, you can put it in your mouth, little globe. How is it possible? It's all possible. If it is possible for you, why not for Krishna? Because he is God. So first, one of the first offenses is to blaspheme anybody. And you will lose everything. One should not tolerate. And Krishna was there, he said. And there was a Yudhishthir was asked to do, after Yudhishthir was asked to do Ashwamedha Yagya. And he was arranging, before Ashwamedha Yagya, a person should be selected among the exalted persons. So many demigods came in the Sava. Lord Shiva, many came, is mentioned, indeed to Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. And others also, indeed, this material, great. But Shishupal has got a grudge against Krishna. Because Rukmini, his brother wanted him to marry with Shishupal. Shishupal, as a matter of India, this thing happens sometimes. Happened to be related to Krishna. Shishupal's mother is supposed to be auntie of Krishna. Auntie knew this will happen. She said, you know, forgive my son. He said, auntie, I will forgive your son up to so many times when he blasphemes me, 100 or something. Then after that. Okay, then. And he go on. You see, Krishna Bodhi. He says, he's like a crow. Saying so many things. Who knows him? He's like a cowherd boy. He tamed the cows, others, in Vrindavan, and he is worshipped, the first person, most exalted. There's so many exalted persons here. He's blessing him like anything to Krishna. Because he has got a grudge for various reasons. One is this case and many other. Krishna tolerated it. But the devotee didn't tolerate. So many kings and others were there, especially Panchabandha, going to take out the sword out, finish it. So this is an example. Devotee may be humble. Me. On his part, somebody insulting him. He tolerates, he is saying. But somebody blaspheme a devotee. Blaspheme Krishna. He should be like a fire. Same thing happened. I remember. Prabhupada, when he was in India, when the Western devotees are going there, doing Sankirtan, there are some guys, rascals. going to, you know, harass devotees. During chanting, dancing, many people also like it sometimes. Prabhupada took his danda. Some say, Swamiji, why are you doing this? Can't you see what he is doing? These boys and girls are chanting, dancing, and people are appreciating. Why this guy is envious? Huh? Shouldn't I do? Same thing, Bombay. When the Bombay temple, Prabhupada had the land, Prabhupada prayed to Krishna, saying, this is nice, Prabhupada can see what in the future will happen. These people will be developed into one of the best places in the whole of Bombay city, posh area. And many people can come from foreign country. So Prabhupada prayed to Krishna, I want to make a wonderful temple here for you. But Krishna tests. There's so much opposition. Even police here. He said, this chanting, dancing is a nuisance. Prabhupada answered, what? They all let us build this temple called a nuisance? Who can be higher authority than Krishna? He is saying, Sadatam Kirtanto Maam Jadantaste Dhiravata. Devotee is one who all the time glorifies the Lord's name, fame, beauty, pastime by chanting. And Bhagavad Gita is read by topmost authority of the Buddha, topmost philosopher, saints, all these things, right? And this police is saying like this? Nonsense. We'll do, we'll see. You may oppose, but we'll do our duty. We know Krishna is the supreme controller. We believe. Let us see what happened. That guy wanted to, that guy was a big man once, maybe the corporation or municipality's head one day, a whole Bombay. Later on he became ex, but still he knows big person. He tried to humiliate our devotees, ladies, men, by gunda, taking away, holding the hair, I heard something like that. But many people are also compassionate. Chief Justice and others, he said, do this like that. Build a small temple with bricks, this, that, and they cannot do anything then, kick you out. So, on condition, they, Prabhupada gave some money to that guy. They don't mention name. So it start with N. Maybe Nayan is local guy. And he knows many influential people. And he's calling his guru these Samo Radha. He cheated, Prabhupada knows. He passed plain favor. Many people he cheated, telling I will sell this land. Okay, you give advance this. Ultimately it became very complicated and he enjoyed the money and that got it. Prabhupada said, they cannot do to Krishna, he cannot. He can take a penny of Krishna's money. This is Krishna's money, look. So sometimes devotee will insist for Prabhupada. We request you, leave this land. So long going on. Trouble we are going through. This gunda coming. We cannot stay here nicely. It's all jungle, dirty place. Engineer is saying, you cannot build here. This is a sewage, soft land. He cannot build a high-story building. You want to build for Krishna. Prabhupada, I will here. Prabhupada is determined. So one should be, Prabhupada is teaching us. Krishna test our determination. Not that I distributed book, but finish. Complacent. No? He will test that. Holidas Thakur, did he stop chanting Hare Krishna? He was so badly treated by the Qazi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. And they broke that. Mridanga, Kartav, everything Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, because the local Brahmin got envious. This boy, Nimai, coming here, he's so influential. Everybody listens to him. But they are bringing another religion, or what is this? Any Brahman, Sutra, everybody can become a great devotee, higher than Brahman. Now we stop him, please. Tell the Muslim administrative head, Chatkarji. Okay, I will do. Break that thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, okay, I'm furious. What? How dare he does that? Within a short time, he's so influential. Boy, the whole Nodia district people become, get together, millions of people. He said, make light, you know, in those days, mashal, with light. Millions of people, make a big procession. It's like a non-violence, before Gandhi did. No cooperation with the government. Chalo to Chatkarji's house, burn his place, everything. Ransack his guardians, everything. Going there, shouting. He got started, shaking, he's hiding himself in his building, won't come out. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent somebody, I want to talk to him. In a village, people sometimes address each other, because know each other, maybe Muslim, Hindu, uncle, nephew, like that. So he used to think, Nimai, which is brother, his father has got relation, call them each other in a way. So he used to call him uncle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call me uncle when he was a little boy, and he used to see him like a nephew. So why are you afraid of me? Please calm down and we'll talk to you. So he came and he talked to him. And he was talking and one point he's saying, at night, Nimai, I had a dream last night. What is that? I saw very fierce one figure, half lion, half like human being. He sit on him on my chest and with his claws, he said, he again shouted, "Word!" I got nervous. I'll finish you next time you stop my glorification, chanting, dancing of the Lord. When my devotees are doing, you stop him? How dare? I'll finish you. For the time being, he scratched his chest. He said, "Look, Nimai, I have this. Now from now on, I tell my men all of other faith in Muslim. All from now on, never this chanting, dancing, you should oppose. You should never oppose. Rather now, when our Jagannath Rath comes, in that area where he used to live, that area, all the Muslims, they come and rose water, bring flowers, fruits for Jagannath. Still now. So newspaper, television show this thing rather than showing Calcutta Rath Yatra where chief minister is coming. This was the first. I like it to go there and see. So nice, Jagannath Rath Yatra going to Mayapur. Maybe 5 kilometers, something like that. So Bhuga said, devotees are not scared. Whatever they are, sometimes that lady, knowing this, he wanted to protect his god brothers. So the god brothers are called by the African, that leader, called them, he was asking, why you criticize me, this, that, stand, right? He should be shot. What? She knew this guy is mad, crazy. She knew this is very risky. She doesn't usually, he doesn't know very really kill the woman. But sometimes does. It goes to extreme. And she knowing this, he took the risk of trying to stop it. No, you cannot, in front of me, I cannot see my god brothers are this way treated. Killed, we cannot kill him. She knew she's taking this. He will be shot. And that is what they did. Like a brute, like a beast. Killed her, innocent, that lady. He was also shot with him. Now, how many of us can do this? She doesn't have to be a president or a good, big distributor. Everybody is, I'm not discouraging distribution of book, but this is also required. How many of us will go? When there was Pakistan war going on, Prabhupada asked Mahapish, disciple, can you go? Go there and preach. Here, all the Hindus running away from Bangladesh. First one, Bengali boy, India. Can you go and preach there? Pakistani army at once, it come from England, Indian, Hindu. Take him to the firing squad. Don't you think they're God brothers there? They won't protect you? He's thinking, he's afraid. Can I take this risk? Everybody's running away. He's going to the embassy and see thousands of people running away. And they are even shot behind, they are chasing them. In a helicopter, the Pakistan army. But here is a test for everybody. Devotee doesn't care to give life for Krishna. And Krishna also reciprocal. And that Krishna knows, that is his plan. That is his plan. So the Shishupal did that, and they. That way. So one should be fearless. There are many cases like this. This one is Shishupala's case. Many others. Say, how when Draupadi, the woman, worst possible insult could be like this. A woman trying to be disturbed, the other guy, not anywhere and everywhere, in front of the court where everybody is there, and try to disturb her forcibly. His plan of Duryodhana or Dhritarashtra or Dushasana is doing. Dushasana. It's difficult to discipline. Dushasana. Dushasana means it is very difficult to discipline. Everybody should be disciplined. It is the duty of father. Gandhari was a great lady. She will ask her husband, what are you doing? Can't you discipline your son, Duryodhana? But because his son, Dhritarashtra, has got attachment, he won't tell anything, indulging his son. He is spiritually blind, materially of course blind, spiritually of course. But mother is not like that. When his son came, he wanted to save the son, doing vow, doing this. But at the same time, son one blessing, he said, Jatra Dharma Tatra Jaya. One who is religious man, he will win, not you will. He didn't say that. That's why she is a great lady, Swati, Gandhari. So these books saying her how to become a great personality, a great devotee of the Lord. That is what Prabhupada thought. When he started the movement in America, he said, you want to go back to God, you have to become a Vaishnava like Vishnu. When Vishnu was with Lakshmi, all the great sages had a meeting to decide. Among all so-called exalted persons, only Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, these three are considered topmost. And let us find out who is among the three is topmost. You know that story. And Srimad Bhagavatam. So they deputed Bhrigu Rishi, Bhrigu Muni, his topmost Brahmin, Atapumbi Dijasrestha. Among the Dija, twice born, when somebody gets Brahmin initiation, has got Brahminical quality, he's called second birth. First birth is by father, mother. Second birth is by the guru. You give it Brahmin initiation. Of course, he has to be Brahminically qualified, otherwise, nonsense. This is Kali Yuga Brahmin. Going to other place, what the Shudra does is doing. Bhrigu Muni, first, going to test his own father. Mm-hmm. Who is his father? Brahma. Mm-hmm. From Brahma's body, great sages come. Marichi, Angida. Yeah. The Bhrigu wrote his father. It is natural, after a long time, son come to father. Father likes it. He is affectionate. And it is the duty of the son to respect father and mother, to pay him obeisance at least. He is not doing, he knows it is expected. Etiquette, he is not following. So this is we have to learn in his God. Maybe I am a sannyasi, maybe I am this, that, distributed so many books, collected so much money. But you have to do your duty. Etiquette, he must follow. If you transgress, you have to pay a high price. This is what happened. So sometimes we lose many devotees. It's very sad. Now if you collect, now if I see, if there is a census, I heard some devotees say, so much now, I heard first, maybe 5% there after, I'm nearly 48 years, suppose say, in the movement, so must be 38 or 48, 48 years. Yes. So, maybe every 100 there may be 5 there. Now I find even less than that. Recently I had got somebody is telling me, collecting all the names, these there, who are there. Of course some of them, many are leaving their body, but many gone, drifted away. Of course, whatever they did service, Krishna will reward them, no doubt. He will be properly rewarded. It is very sad. When they come, we should welcome them and engage them in Krishna service, if possible. You know, that is real Vaishnava. Forgive and forget. There is a saying, a saint means he forgives and forgets. But again, Prabhupada said, try to engage in Krishna. This is the body. Not like that, once you've gone down, kick him out, you cannot come out. This is nonsense. This is not Vaishnava culture. Everybody has a chance. How much a disciple may do bad, anything, gone away, father, mother always expecting, when my son will come back, my daughter. When they come to bitter experiences face, they come back to their parents. So we also learn in a very bitter way sometimes. Maya kicking, too much, and again come back. Why not remain in the boat of ISKCON? Why jump into another island, another boat? To save it, you have to rightly learn. You cannot get along with this, that person, so what? Tolerate. Tinadupi sunichena. Toruriva sahishnu. It's not an easy thing. How many persons come to Krishna consciousness? Very few. Why? No piety. He has no faith. He's diseased. He has got jaundice. The medicine is sugar candy. Give him sugar candy. No? No, I find it sweet. I don't find it sweet. This is his medicine. So I'm saying we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Nobody can. He's watching something else. Internet? Television? So many other things, I don't want to say. Newspaper? Journal? I have no time to go to the temple later on. Tidbit? Nonsense thing. Pornography? He's making his destiny, next life. One of the factors. You are absorbed in this. So you like this. Okay, your destiny will be accordingly. This is the factor. I want to become master. Yes? So nobody. To Lord of heart. Okay, have a dog, cat. But dog, cat, they become your master. He is passing, I am standing. Not only that, I am cleaning. Is that you become master or he become your master? That is what Prabhupada said. In India, I am saying, drinking, give the dog drink. And she is drinking and made her son drink. I am in the temple, Delhi temple, backside, big park. I am walking in the park as usual, morning, evening. I am shocked. What she is doing? Looks like a very rich lady, young lady. She has got a dog. She has got a little son playing. I see, he's moving into the dog. I see, then there's our son. Of course, yes. But first feeding the dog, milk, then son. I see. That means he has got affection for the dog. Yes? This is deciding factor. It is said, but the devotees, ante narayana siddhi. It is said in the scripture, ho tad vishnu param padam sada pasanti sura. So that to achieve our perfection, go back to Godhead, associate with the Lord in the spiritual world eternally, enjoying his association, we have to practice. What is practice? Under any time, circumstance, whatever we are doing, thinking, feeling, tasting, must be for the pleasure of Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. And here is this. If somebody saying something nonsense against Krishna, right, you should be like a fire. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this 500 years ago, in Navadvip, there's a Brahmin family. Still now there are many more. Why? On the death case, at that time, coming from an aristocratic Brahmin family, very rich, head, administration, this, that, but doing all sinful activity. Wine, woman, anything. And see, they cannot, those who are duskriti, they cannot tolerate glorification of the law. They cannot stand. They cannot. Hey, what are you chanting there? So he's trying to stop Nityananda Prabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, can you deliver them? So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur are going, what is happening there? It's too gunda. Everybody is scared. Oh really? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let us go. They chased. Haridas Thakur, run away. Nityananda is hiding somewhere, saying, how to this guy deliver the plan? Doesn't matter, at the risk of life. And he did that. Next time Nityananda Prabhu went chanting, dancing, he said, stop all this. You know, chant Hare Krishna, Nityananda said, and what? How dare you? Took a wooden pot, you know, water jug or something like that. Kolos, God. Ladies bring water in Bengal. Pot. Why ladies of Bengal? All parts of India. The ladies bring that. Some head, some. And he took that, saw it nearby, and threw, hit him on his head for it. And it was at once, he was injured, and blood was coming out. But Nityananda Prabhu didn't say anything again. He's teaching us. He wanted to preach Krishna consciousness, to take this risk. In Russia, so many devotees were tortured in the jail. Some even died. Some kicked on the back, head, this, that. Of course, God never forgets if somebody mistreats a devotee. The devotee asked, why you are kicking me? I heard, I am supposed to be in the jail, but you are my guard. Others are not doing. Have I done anything to you? Why you are kicking away? I don't know, I cannot lie down properly. I think I will die. With your boot. Yes? So my wife says, you cannot come to me. Some guys preaching other faith in our country and they are in jail. You beat them mercilessly with your boot. Then you can come to me. Okay? My wife says that, what can I do? Usually husband have to listen something to his wife. To have peace in the family, he has to keep her happy. So I have to, otherwise I don't want to. What can you do? See? One day he says, so next other guard. Excuse me, sir. Come here. Yes, what do you want to say? You are guarding your other prisoners. And my guard I have not seen in a few days. What happened? Well, he won't come. Why? What happened? He went with his wife for a holiday, a few days, with his children. And from the mountain, the car fell, and spot dead. He, his wife, children. The devotee takes it. This is what happened. If somebody tortured a devotee, this, he cannot get away from Krishna. This happened to Hiranyakasipu. This happened to Ravana. They happened to Kamsa, who not? It's just a matter of time. Somebody say, why devotee has to serve Krishna, allow devotee? That Krishna has a plan to teach us. Devotee doesn't mind. Vasudeva Devaki, somebody wants, Prabhupada, but for 5 years I cannot come to see you, me and my friend. Why? I have to go to now jail. I am charged with some in a criminal case, so they put me in jail for 5 years, I am going now. Oh, never mind. Vasudev Devaki also went to jail because he wanted Krishna as his son. So just to have God as your son, sometimes you have to go to jail. Why not? Don't take it serious, never mind. But one thing I tell you, they are great devotees, so I give you a cloth. Who were tied up, made many, many knots to him and his girlfriend. Both of whom in the jail chant this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes? Okay, Prabhupada, then you chant. After 5 years, I'll come to see you. Never mind 5 years. You just do your duty. You see. Then he went, 5 years jail. And he's chanting. 5 years has not passed. 4 years not passed. 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, not even 5 months, 4 months, 3, 2, 1 month haven't passed yet. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks gone, and after a few days, he came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I am free. How? I am just chanting them. One day they came, they said, you are out. You and your friend, girlfriend. Any inquiry found, the lawyer found something flaw in the case. And he pointed, they said, oh, then they don't deserve. Let him out. They can be put in jail. Within 27 days, that is the potency of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna is so kind. Huh? You see, just a little boy or girl helplessly crying, Daddy, Mommy! Hey, no, he's helpless. Daddy, Mommy, at once, wherever they may be cooking, whatever, taking bath, son. And my son is in helpless now. So Draupadi is doing like that. Kunti. Durbhasa Muni, Durjadhan, intention, and feeding Durbhasa Muni one day, 60,000 disciples of 10,000. Naturally, they've been pleased, they ask, what do you want? I bless you. Durjadhan, they ask him how to put them in difficulty. In the Panchapanda, harassed them, he said, he knew that now they have got one more year. If they are caught, exposed to the public that they are Panchapandav, then again 14 years exile. So Duryodhana, what a deity, he said, Durvasa Muni, this blessing you do, do me a favor. And Draupadi and Panchapandav are in the forest there, you please go there. But you go in that time when Draupadi that day finished her meal, midday meal. But then Draupadi had got a plate. Huh? Someone other
will be. Akshapat.
Akshapat. But this Akshapat is conditional. After they finish their meal, that day you won't get any food. Understand? So usually India tradition is ladies eat last. They cook nicely and feed all others. And they are very satisfied. So, naturally she wins the heart of the people by feeding a nice cooking. Mother, sister, auntie, this is India's culture. And she eats last what is left over. Thereby he is respected in the society. She'll be seen as mother, except your wife, the Chanakyapandit said, and gentlemen should see every woman as mother. Prabhupada also said, also, days are changing, they are also not behaving like that. This is different, but this is ideal. That day, Draupadi, when Draupadi finished her midday meal, can you go there and become their guest? Durvasa Muni doesn't think all these things. Okay, whatever happens to them, I don't. That is Durvasa Muni, he is like Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is called Asutos. Easily you can please him. Easily he will get angry. This is nature of Lord Shiva. And Durvasa is nothing but an expansion of Lord Shiva. So he is like that. There is a saying, like father, like son. Son, daughter gets the quality of father and mother. Yes? Usually. Because they train them up. So Durvasa went there. Draupadi in trouble. It is the duty of the wife, lady, to take care of the guest, actually. So, husband received. So, Bhimya or Lord, maybe Yudhishthira is here. Then Draupadi said, to buy time, he said, what to do? At least get some time, let us see. I feel it. Tell your guest, then go take bath. By that time, I am preparing food stuff. So it's also intelligent. The princess, not ordinary, born from the jagga she came. Said Draupadi, 8:45 should finish, no? Said Draupadi, vipade madhusudan. Pure devotee means always depend on Krishna. That is surrender. Depend on him. I am good for nothing, I cannot do anything, but do my best. I depend on Krishna. I am only no human, nobody. Krishna at that time in Dwarka. Draupadi, Rukmini, Lakshmi usually cook varieties of things which Krishna likes and giving. But see, Krishna's mind is not here, his mind is disturbed. You can understand, wife can understand husband. Nature, every woman has to live together, study her husband. Why are you not eating? No, I cannot eat now. Why? I cook for you all these things. You don't like? I like, Baba. I'm busy. What happened? No, my devotee is in trouble. Because wherever he may be, his devotee. Because from the core of his heart, they pray to Krishna. Krishna listens. The sign does Saranga Saranam. One is surrendered to Krishna, Krishna responds. Even in Bible says, knock, you will find open. Ask, you will get respond. Man proposes, God disposes. So we have to be in that platform. And Draupadi, we can become a grain of dust in Draupadi's feet, our life will be successful. Go back to God. And Kunti Devi, such a great devotee, auntie of Krishna, she is also, may not be as great as Mother Yashoda, but she is also Rupasai. It's a wonderful prayer. We should learn all these things. Then you can get a little. So Draupadi is calling out Krishna. Suddenly Krishna is happy. Draupadi, I am hungry. You are hungry? Yes. Please bring something. What time you have come and say hungry now? What happened? I have finished prasad and then nothing left. I have cleaned up everything, all utensils, pots. Where for me? I'll give it to him. Don't worry. Just find out anything you bring. I'll be satisfied. Anything. Even if you get a little something, not left over somewhere, sticking to. Okay, I'll see. Draupadi knows Krishna can do a miracle. He has faith in Krishna. Krishna, though there's good relation. He as good as Prabhupada. Say, Draupadi is, though he may not be Krishna's queen, he's as good as dear to Krishna. That's why. Like Lakshmi. Don't worry about no problem. Just find out something, anything grain. Draupadi some said got a great, just a small, I mean, you know, plate of grass like maybe a spinach. Some say a grain of rice. You know. Sometimes clean, maybe something stick to some pot. She said, only this is dear Krishna. No problem, bring it to me. Krishna. Prabhupada, I am satisfied. You know, having loving relation, joking with Draupadi Krishna. And Draupadi has faith in Krishna, he knows he can do anything. Krishna always advises him. Don't marry Karna. And indicating Krishna to Draupadi, is asking what's about. Then Draupadi could understand Krishna will solve the problem. Okay. Krishna said, now ask your husband to call the guest. And Draupadi, most probably Bhima usually, like to eat, and Draupadi, either Bhima or Yudhishthira, he said, please, my lord, go and call them for prasad. She knows that Krishna can solve problem. At the time when they are taking bath, because Krishna, there you say, Jasmin tushte jagat tushte. If Krishna is satisfied, living into is satisfied. So, Durvasa, some or other feeling, taking bath with disciple, hey, I feel I'm full, I don't feel hunger now. Better, maybe they will call us, let us go. And he tells his disciple, let us go, run from here. They will come, they must be. Draupadi must have added something, so it will be embarrassing if we don't eat. I feel full, I cannot eat anymore. You see, heart Krishna, as Krishna is very clever, you know. He's supreme means he's supremely clever. He knows how to get things done. When Bhima is going, he says, they are running away. Hey, Bhima Samuni! So clever this. So this is the sweet relation between devotee. So we should always follow the Maharaj. We should always see how the great devotee is. We absorb in those thoughts discussing those so that you can emulate, you can imbibe. And this emulate means what? Imbibe that. If we discuss all these things, we can get a little bit of that. Mother Kunti or Drupadi, Vidura, Vibhishan, our life is successful. Go back to God. Though we are in a fallen age, Kali Yuga, we are all fallen. But so much potential in Krishna's mercy and his devotees. We can maybe committing offense. But they are to Vasudev. This Vasudev, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pavitra, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivas. Sivas Thakur was like that. One day went to Navadvip. There is a big scholar, a Bhagavat Pathak. He is a reader of Bhagavatam. And everybody knows in Navadvip, very famous. He has got many students listening his Bhagavat Katha. And Sivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, great devotee, he went to listening, and he is in ecstasy, crying, rolling. His disciples, disturbing element, this guy. Yeah, we are listening Hari Katha, this guy. They don't appreciate. He is a great devotee. Put him outside. They took him, carry. Throw him outside. He didn't say anything. He's a great devotee. He stole our gifts. They cannot appreciate. Monkey cannot appreciate jewel, pearls. You understand? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know this thing. Because he is God. Like a Paramatma. One day he saw that guy. His name? Scholar? They did Bhagavata?
Gopal.
No, not Gopal Chapa. Gopal Chapa, another offender. This guy, his name is big scholar. Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit. They said, Devananda, by scholarship, you cannot understand the mystery of Bhagavata. He's telling, indicating he's angry with him because he treated his follower, his parshal, he's a great devotee, pure devotee, Sivas Thakur, thrown out his disciple, you know, basically treated, insulted him. So Lord won't tolerate it, giving indication. But we are also learning from Chaitanya Charitamrita how you can become free from this offense. We sometimes make offense knowingly or unknowingly. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one associate, he's a dancer and singer with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, famous, very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name is Bakreshwar Pandit. Bakreshwar Pandit, sometimes in ecstasy, chanting, dancing, and people like it too. So nice, big gathering, more people gathering, more people gathering. And Devananda Pandit was passing that way. This will happen. Devananda Pandit is also attracted. Ah, so nicely singing, glorifying God and chanting, dancing. Hello. Many, many people gather. So he thought, people are going towards him, it may be difficult for him to chant. And he is so much absorbed. So he tried to control the crowd so that he can dance, chant nicely. This way he is serving him indirectly. Yes? Why indirectly? Directly serving him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know. Because he is Paramatma, you know. Again he saw him one day. Then he is telling. Now he is anger little subsided. He is pleased, he is serving his associate without being asked. Devananda, now go to Sivas Thakur, ask for forgiveness. A Vaishnava always forgive. He did not chastise, forbid your student when he was in ecstasy. Devananda could understand. He went to Sivas Thakur. He said, no, I don't mind. It's okay. I am nothing. I don't take offense. This is devotee. And this way, if somebody knowingly or unknowingly commits offense, how do we get rid of? To serve the Vaishnava. Chant Hare Krishna, serve the Vaishnava, God is so pleased. Usually we see somebody superior to me, we become envious. Yes? And if somebody equal to me, we challenge. What is that? If somebody Lord Dhanas, in Bhishma Dhanas, we hate him, look down upon him. Rather, we should be compassionate to somebody inferior to me, and carry him. Somebody is equal, we should make friendship. And somebody, rather, a saintly person, see, he is better doing this, we should praise him and try to serve him, please him, and glorify him. Thereby God is pleased. Our business is to always how Krishna is pleased, not I am pleased. Amen. Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment?
One comment.
Yeah.
In recent talk you were making, you come from Melbourne Temple, in little Swami has given a very nice article on two pages. He is telling that in France, in Paris, they were doing marathon distribution of books.
Old age or now, recently?
Yeah. So, what happened, this young lady, they were distributing books in the, on the train station.
Oh, I will tell another story, one lady what he did to us in London.
And somebody told him, Prabhupada's book, and then the banker was going to Madrid on the train. Madrid.
Who?
The banker, the person who told him. And what he did, after hearing the girl, she started crying. So what he did, he pulled her out on the platform from the moving station, moving train. And she fell on her face.
She fell? The lady?
Yeah. And then this fellow, when he reached Madrid, he found his wife was killed in a car accident, heaven collision. His daughter went with some low-class fellow, married. So nobody in heaven. And he was so disturbed, he wanted to suicide. What happened next day, where the maid, housemate came, and she saw that book. She thought it might be a nice book. She repaired the book and put it on the shelf. So when he was going to commit suicide, he thought of reading the Bible. So he went to the bookshelf to find Bible. And instead of Bible, he found a Prabhupada book, and he pulled that book out. And he started reading. And he didn't go to work next day. For 3 days, he was reading the book. And after reading, then he found the address. So he went to the temple and knocked at the door. It was something odd hour. So the temple president came out. So he waved down and he told his story, how he tore the book and all that. And he said, he will give a big check for the temple. So he wrote the check, and then next day again he went to the feast, Sunday feast, and he became a devotee. So he's a Vaishnava, from banker to Vaishnava. So Prabhupada's book inserting, as we are seeing here, we can see the result. Krishna is very kind to devotee, but to the demons,
and many other stories that I can tell.
Very wonderful. And it's a true story.
This is true story. I have heard also many incidents like that, no.
In the true Swami said. So we have to be very careful in certain things.
So we finish here, yeah? Thank you very much for giving your time. Krishna brought me here again, but tomorrow again I am trying.
Maharaj, yes.
Oh, the bhakta bhaktin ki vaishnava vaishnavi ki jana. Riva. Krishna consciousness, so nice. Devotees are so nice. Krishna is so nice. Yes?
When Lord Ram.
Lord Ram?
Yeah. When Sita, when I wanted the golden deer, Then Ram knows it was a demon.
Ram?
Ram knows it was a demon.
Yeah, yeah.
Then why did he gave her the golden deer? If he knows that it is a demon.
Unless they do this, the Ramayana won't take place. This all these things, killing Rama, Ravan, all these things won't happen. So Lord has to do everything. Lord's purpose, we cannot know everything.
Okay.
It's full of mystery. But later on.
This happened.
If Bharat Parikshit is not cursed, then they won't be reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that.
This happened in Paris. You must have read that.
Yeah, I don't can't remember, but I know many cases like this.
Yeah,
they told what happened in Russia. They beat him and he died. Many other cases like that I have seen.
We are thankful that.
That Bombay case, Prabhupada said, devotees, how long they? Prabhupada said, we'll make this temple. See, before going for Australia, Prabhupada said, you see soon what happens to this Mr. N.
Nair.
And 1 or 2 days, Prabhupada went, he died. And his wife came crying.
Yeah.
Prabhupada later on when he came, he asked Prabhupada, his wife, see what happened to your husband trying to stop this temple and cheat Krishna's money. Huh? So this happened. Still you have got time. Come and cooperate with us. Then it will be auspicious.
We are lucky to have you because your flight was yesterday.